Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
I think...
Hallelujah.
The Lord is calling to His people.
Yes.
He's calling to those of us who have chosen to believe Him. You know, in the book of Daniel, we read that Daniel was praying to the Lord, and he prayed for 21 days, and then an angel arrived, and the angel said, know that when you began your prayer, it was answered. But it took 21 days because those angels had to fight. They had to fight through the evil to get to Daniel. That evil exists today. We see it all around us. And it's getting worse. And we look at the generations and the children that are out there today. And it's like, how did they get this way? Well, I'll tell you how they got that way. We let it happen. We're God's people. And we kept quiet. And we let it happen. God is calling to His people. He's calling us out today. He's calling for warriors. The battle is mine, says the Lord, but He wants prayer warriors. He wants us opening up the heavens with our prayers to Him. He's calling on us. Answer Him. Answer Him.
Thank you, Lord. Shut up, Rada Bhagat.
Bear with me while I read this because it's kind of long, but it is kind of relevant, okay, to what's going on in the world. And it seems like the Lord is just speaking to us like, rise up. It's time you woke up and took your stand. So this is what I wrote one night a couple weeks ago. This world is hurting. It's hurting for you, Jesus. We are your church. We are to rise up, to rise up. We are no longer dry bones. Jesus, please breathe your healing spirit into us. We are your church, victorious, risen. We are to speak out, to speak your word, to be your living water, to be flowing forth with our spiritual gifts and looking to you, Jesus, and nothing else. Nothing else matters. The chains have been removed. Stop living in them. Stand up, rise up, stand up, rise up, stand up, rise up, O Church of God. We have our full armor on. Let us use it. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of peace. We have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, your word in our very hearts. I have to turn the page. Oh, have us speak out and speak forth your word. Have it flow from our hearts. Remove any evil from our souls, Lord. Please remove it now. Take it away. We are your church, victorious. We are your hands and feet and equipped for battle. We have been given our marching orders by our supreme commander. Let us march on. The battle's been won. There is no fear. God is here with us, inside us, fighting beside and through us. Speak out. March on. Speak healing. Speak truth. Speak love. March on. Speak the word. March on. Speak and march. We are your hands and feet to be busy. March on. Speak out. Live as the righteousness of God, as His children. The battle is won. It's that simple. Believe it. Live it. Speak it. So be it.
Praise God. Anybody else got a word? I just want to give opportunity for the body to minister to the body. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thirsty. Nothing like a dry preacher. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm thirsty. Thirsty for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How's everybody this morning? How do you like the wheels on this? It's nice. It works good, huh? Praise God. Oh, there's my other water. Never mind. Praise God. How's everybody? Hallelujah. You doing good? Praise God. I haven't preached for like a month, maybe a little longer. God, and I'm fired up, man. I'll tell you what. Praise God. Seems awful quiet in here. We're going to get a keyboard player here to hook in pretty soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how many of you guys looked at the, when God gives you lemons, amen? Hallelujah. Have you seen that in your bulletin? When God gives you lemons, hallelujah. How many like it when God gives you lemons? Hey, I like lemons. You make lemonade, amen? Come on, man. Put it in your tea. I like lemons. Hallelujah. So when God gives you lemons, it says, good cheer in trouble, amen? That's the title of our message this morning, what God's given to me, and good cheer in trouble. How many of you turn to cheer whenever you run into trouble? You get pulled over by a policeman, are you praising God? Praise God! Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! I remember I was pulled over by a sheriff that was up by my place. There is a little bit of a hill and a 90-degree left turn as you're going to my house. Some of you have seen that before. And there was a sheriff sitting right at the top of that little hill where I was driving. It was nighttime. And he had his headlights on. And I just, when I got to where he was at, I could not see. So I just kind of turned because I knew where the road was. And so he follows me and pulls me over. He says, you know, you crossed the, you went over the line on that. And I looked at him and said, yes, sir, I understand that. But you had your headlights on, and I couldn't see anything. And he looked at me and goes, oh, I'm sorry. Praise God. But you know what I said? You know what? But this isn't good because I want to pray for you. Can I pray for you? He goes, kind of looked at me kind of funny. I said, well, yeah, okay. So he, right there on the side of the man, just laid my hands on him and asked God to bless him. Because I believe law enforcement in our country needs our prayers. I believe that what God has established in heavens, that he says that, hey, man, you will have people over you. There will be people that bear the sword for a reason, to punish the evildoers and to bless those that are good and protect those that are good. And I believe what God's word says in Romans 13 and Peter. And so, I mean, when I prayed for him, this young man, right? But I mean, he just got his head down. You know, I don't think he was ready for it. But when we picked up his head, he had tears in his eyes. I said, man, we're for you. And I know God is too. God is an invisible shield. I told a policeman out here that was watching over our trash because we got people dumping. We had a big dumpster back there, people dumping in there. And I was dumping some stuff in there that morning myself. I had brought some stuff from home and I said, I'm going to toss it in the big bin. So I was back there and here comes two of the Sarita police cars with lights flashing and they pulled up right there. And there's a young lady. She's a officer. Her name is Amanda Siebold. She gets out of the truck. She gets out of her car and she's laughing. She goes, we're just playing with you. And I asked her, do you ever stop anybody from doing it? She goes, we do. If we see somebody dumping in there, we'll ask them. Well, hey, do you come to this church? And she says they give us two answers. Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, everybody comes to this church. How many know that? Everybody that dumps in there is coming to our church. Come on, man. And she says the second thing she asked them is, when they say yes, she goes, what's the name of the pastor? And when they give her that weird look, she says, don't ever let me catch you because I will ticket you. This is illegal dumping, which is a beautiful thing. When she was telling me about that, I said, man, praise God. And something rose up in me. I said, you know, I was looking at her shield that she had here. I said, that's a beautiful shield. I said, but know this, that God is a shield. He really is a shield. There's an invisible shield over you, man, because we believe in what you're doing. Just want to thank you guys, you know. Praise God. How many pray for our police? All of our law enforcement and our official, can I tell you, they need our prayers. And I thank God for them. Hallelujah. He's trying to talk some of them to come in here, man, so we can pray for them. How many like that? Just lay hands on them, man. Let them be a point of contact for their department. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't even know why I'm in there. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but that's right. That's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn in our Bibles. You know, God wants us to be cheerful. God wants us, you know, the Word of God says for us to, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. How many know that word? How many like that scripture? I mean, let it get in your spirit. Let it dwell in there, man. So when things happen, what comes out of your mouth is a thank you, Lord. I know that you know, so thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. So turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. As I was studying for this, my message today was on King Asa. How many know you guys are kings and priests? Do you guys know that? I love reading about the kings. There are good kings, there are bad kings. What are you? Don't answer that. Hey, but I was studying about King Asa. I love King Asa and what he did, but I kept thinking Jehoshaphat. And let me just show you. I'm going to show you. Oh, praise God. I got about this far. Scriptures, writing things down about King Asa. This is last night. I'm cruising along pretty good, and I keep thinking about Jehoshaphat, and because Jehoshaphat is actually Asa's son, and so I'm and for some reason Jehoshaphat keeps coming in, and then I stop and said, God, why do I keep thinking about Jehoshaphat? He says, because I want you to preach on Jehoshaphat. I said, oh, okay, well, we'll do that. Hallelujah. So I turned over to Jehoshaphat, to 2 Chronicles 20. And man, just God began to just speak to my heart about what he's desiring the kingdom of God to look like on the earth and who we are and what we're doing. How many know you are a king's kid? Do you know that? You know, the Word of God says you're a king and a priest. How many of you know that? Do you know that you're in a kingdom? Do you realize that you are in a kingdom? And this kingdom is not of this world. It is coming because it is in the world because of all the people that love God and are in the kingdom of God. And God is building this kingdom. How many of you know that? Amen. You believe that? Hallelujah. How many of you believe that the kingdom of God is within you? It's not something you have to go looking for, that it's within you. When you accepted Christ in your life, the king sat down on the throne of your heart. Amen. How many of you say amen to that? Are you glad that Jesus is in your life? Hallelujah. Are you glad? Whew. Hallelujah. That he washed your sins away. Amen. Are you glad? Amen. Hallelujah. That he chose you. The Bible says we are a chosen generation. Do you know that? Amen. Are you positive of that? Hallelujah. You are chosen by God. Hallelujah. And God wants to strengthen you in ways you've never imagined. Amen? How many say amen to that? He wants to make that broken foot clean again and the strongest thing in your body. He wants to do things that you never realized because you are a son and daughter of God. Amen? He loves you. How many know this kingdom? How many know this kingdom is about to be exposed in the earth? Do you understand that? How many Christians do you think are in the earth today? Let's just say millions all around the planet. Can I tell you what? We are looking for, I believe we are looking for a worldwide outpouring, not a city outpouring. Amen. Come on. Not a little town, Azusa Street, just a little place where God touches and draws people to him. I am talking a worldwide outpouring. How many are expecting that? I believe we are in the season of it. Hallelujah. How many of you know this kingdom rules over all? Do you know that? Do you know that God's kingdom, Psalm 103, it says, thy kingdom rules over all, every kingdom that's in the earth. I don't care what it is. God rules over it. Amen? Do you know that gravity is a kingdom? Do you know all these things that we see? These are kingdoms. And God rules over them all. Can I tell you that God could shut the gravity off right now? We all be floating around in here. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. Hey, you're messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you. Come on, man. Some of you are too serious. Hallelujah. Praise God. But anyway, I started with Asa, and I ended up with Jehoshaphat. So let's start with Jehoshaphat, chapter 20. I'm going to start at verse 1. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, we know that your word can do anything in our lives. So, Father, as we're reading your word, God, we ask you, Father God, that you would show us things we've never seen. Let us hear things we've never heard. Father, we've heard the stories. We've been through these stories over and over, God. But God, we know that you always have new things for us. New mercy, new wisdom, new understanding to bring to us, Father. So do that this morning. I ask, Father, that you touch every heart. Lord, touch my lips to speak as I ought to speak, that I might speak only those things you are desiring to say this morning. I thank you for it, God, and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. And then look at your neighbor, say amen again. Amen, amen. Hey, praise God. Double amen. Amen. And it came to pass that after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other beside Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout the land of Judah. Isn't that a good thing to do? When something's coming against you, the first thing, amen, go after God. Amen. Here he said, he proclaimed a fast. And I like fasting. I love fasting because it has a way of just pushing back on my flesh. How many of you know your flesh needs to work on your flesh? How many of you know that? Your flesh is going to want things that you shouldn't have. How many of you know that? Oh, man, I could use a great big Pepsi right now, man. I really shouldn't have it. Amen? But your flesh is going to do that to you. And sometimes a good fast will put things in order. Do you know that? Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that sometimes, I've noticed after 3 or 4 days of fasting, my breath starts. I know some of you have said, man, that pastor's breath is bad. But after 3 or 4 days, man, of fasting, that thing goes away. I can talk to my wife right in her face. No, just kidding. But he proclaimed a fast. And basically, when you're proclaiming a fast in your house or in your life, you're saying, I'm going after God. And flesh, I don't care what you have to say, you ain't saying nothing. You've got nothing to say. Me, by my desire, I'm going to go after God. So here they are going after God with a fast. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. And all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Praise God. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest thou now over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And thy hand And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? I love it. I love the way Jehoshaphat is applying his word. Are you not our God? Are you not the one that created the heavens and the earth? Art not thou our God that did drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein, for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, and we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then you will hear and will help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not, behold, I say how they reward us to come and cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Isn't that good? He's a smart man. Jehoshaphat was a good man. He said, God, didn't you give us this? We got these guys coming that don't even know you, and they want to cast us out. A great multitude is coming against us, God. Verse 11 says, behold, I say how they, verse 12, I'm sorry. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comest against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes upon you. I love this scripture right here. Neither know, I don't know what to do, God, but my eyes are upon you. How many of you ever said that to God? In your prayers, things going on, things you've got no control over, you can't fix. Say, God, I don't know what to do about this, but my eyes are on you because I know you can do whatever. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a God we serve. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children, like that, their families. And verse 14 says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. It wasn't a common thing. It was something when the presence of God would come into the that they would hear a word from the Lord. But upon Jehaziel, the word came, and he said, listen, you, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen? How many of you know the battle is not yours? How many of you know that? I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, because I believe God is saying something different to us about the battle not being yours. Look at your neighbor and say, the battle's not yours. Tell them it's God's. Look at the neighbor on the other side and say, the battle's not yours. It's God's. It's God's. Amen? Can I tell you, this is very important to us. This is a word that we need to hear. The battle's not mine. I don't have to fight these battles. It's God's battle. Amen? Praise God. Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliffs of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Does it pay to seek God? Oh, yeah. It pays to seek God. Here's God giving specific instructions. Go down by this, and you'll find them there. They're coming. You bet. But go over here by these cliffs and you'll find them. You shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. Stand ye still. Do you see that? Just stand still. Just stand still. Set yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen? Praise God. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Amen? Praise God. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And now is the time to praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. He gave them a word and he said, you don't have to fight the battle, but yet the battle is still coming. Amen? There's still a fight coming. There's still somebody coming to steal your house, kill your kids, take them away. There's still a battle coming, raging towards you. How many of you ever been there? Well, there's been a battle in your life, and it's raging towards you. Man, I'm going to put you in a bankruptcy. When I was in bed, I said, I don't know. There was 14 days that I had straight that I had a fever. And in those 14 days, somewhere along one of those days, I heard in the middle of the night, because you see all sorts of stuff on TV. How many say that? There's all sorts of stuff about COVID on TV and all this other stuff. Anybody over 6 years old, man, most of those folks are dying and everything. I heard this voice in the middle of the night, and it said this. It said, you're over 65. I'm going to kill you. And a couple of days before that, I was so weak. I was saying, God, I don't even feel like reading the word. My guitars, I play my guitar almost every day. And my guitars, I hadn't touched them. And I just could not do anything. And I told the Lord, God, I don't even feel like reading your word. But thank you, God. I know you know where I'm at. I know you see me. Just a couple of days before that, I was saying that to the Lord. Just felt so weak. But when that voice came and I heard it from within me, I didn't think this. From within me rose up this thing, says, do you not know that in Galatians 3:20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You can't kill somebody that's already dead. Amen. Get out of my house. Woo, man, I felt an anointing. Hey, the next day I was still 102, still going through this thing. But something within me, my spirit was ignited. The word of God says, though I am weak, but I am strong. Amen. That strength wasn't my own strength. It was a strength that comes via the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit quickened me. Hallelujah. Didn't touch me. I said, man, I'm feeling good. I'm going to get up and I'm like, this thing's going to be over. Well, it wasn't over. But my spirit received something. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What verse am I on, brothers? And they rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Amen. I would say this, hear you folks of Arizona. How's that? Because I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you live. Elephant Head. What's some other ones? Where do you live, Terry? What's the area? What's that? Green Valley. Okay, let's go. Green Valley, Tucson, Nogales, hallelujah, Sahuarita. It says, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. How many of you believe that? Amen. Just believe him. Whenever he tells you something, believe it. Amen? If he says something to you in his word, say, man, God, I believe that. I believe that. Write it down. Look at it every day. But believe it. Say, God, this is what your word says. By your stripes, I've been healed. You said you are. I'm more than a conqueror through him. Believe it. Amen. And so he says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. How many of you guys want to prosper? Hallelujah. Not only in your spirit, but also in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. That your job gets better. That your paycheck rises up. Amen? How many of you want your paycheck to rise up? I mean, hallelujah. That God would bless and cause you to prosper. Hallelujah. Even as your soul prospers, is what the Word of God says. Amen? Can I tell you that God wants to do that? God wants to show you as a shining light in the midst of a dark world. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. Praise God. Amen. And as they went out that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. I like this. What I like about it, you're saying, okay, how many of you are singers here today? A bunch of people, oh yeah, I can sing. All right, man. You, and you. I want you guys to go out in front of the army. What? Can you imagine? What? No. We're supposed to sit in the back, sing songs while the army is going out there. No. We're going to put you out front. Praise God. We're going to do this a little different. Because God knows how to do things different. Amen. What you have done all your life, as you were raised, man, God can be changing things to do things different in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know that we got to give him that option? We got to let him do that in our lives. Let him change it. I go, I don't feel like singing. My throat is hurting. Come on, man. You guys, you raise your hand, y'all are up front. Come on. Hallelujah. And he even had to give them the lyrics. Hallelujah. He went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's it. Can you imagine the enemy going, the heck is this? We got parade coming. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. This was a battle, folks. You don't fight a battle like that. Amen? Not unless you got God. When you've got God, things are different. Amen? When he lives and dwells within you, things can be different. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing, can I tell you, it might have got hard a little bit. Praise. But when they began, can I tell you that I believe that there was an anointing placed on them, that this anointing fell on them. And all of a sudden, yeah, praise the Lord for his mercy endures. I believe a boldness came on those singers. Let's get out there. Come on. We got an army behind us. Hallelujah. They shoot at me. If I get hit, I get hit, but I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. Come on. When God gives you lemons, are you okay with it? Praise him. Hallelujah. For his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Praise God. Whoever fights a battle like this, who does this? Hallelujah. God's kids. God's chosen. That's who fights battles like this. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. You see, God set an ambushment for these guys, these people that were coming against Israel, to start fighting with one another. They began to fight, utterly to slay and to destroy them. When they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Isn't that crazy? On the same side, guys. What are you doing? Man, they're killing each other. Sounds like mass confusion, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it look like confusion in our nation today? All around our world, there's like mass confusion. But can I tell you something? We are a keeping force in this world. Do you know that? As children of God, we are people of the people of God, and it is the Spirit of God that's within us that causes. That causes the things that are going around us to calm down. Amen? Can I tell you can have peace in the middle of a storm? Can I tell you that? Do you know that? Hallelujah. It says this, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, their dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. God wiped out all of these people. He wiped them out for his kids. Because they went into the battle believing God. They believed his prophets. And when they said, hey, set them out there and sing, they went ahead and did it. Because they believed God. Hallelujah. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them an abundance of riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. Isn't that crazy? And they were 3 days gathering of the spoil, 3 days. And it says, and it was so much, and on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. Baraka means blessing. I don't know if you know that, but Barak. Everybody say Baraka. You got to put that throat clearing thing going in there. You got to Baraka. And it says, in the valley of Baraka, for they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the valley of Baraka unto this day. And then they returned every man to Judah to Jerusalem. And we're stuck. Oh, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. How many like rejoice? How many like seeing your enemies defeated? How many like that, man? He made them to rejoice over their enemies, and they came to Jerusalem with psalteries, with harps, trumpets, and the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all kingdoms of those countries. And when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Amen? How many of you know that there can be a whole bunch of stuff going on against Christians? Amen? Does it matter? Doesn't matter at all. Doesn't matter at all. Because God watches over us, amen? And he tells us what to do. He tells us in his word. Hallelujah. But I just want to go back to one verse. It's Isaiah, I'm sorry, it's 2 Chronicles 20:17. It says this, to stand still. Do you know how important it is for you to stay still? Do you know how important it is to trust God and just stay still, stay quiet? And say, God, I'm trusting you. Do you know how important it is to trust him? It's so important. You might have faith, but that faith has to be exhibited by a trust in God. How many of you like getting into your mess? I want to straighten this thing out. As a matter of fact, I'll go tell that lawyer the way it is. Amen? I'm a man of God. A woman of God. You like getting into your mess, but God says, don't get into your mess. Your mess is there for a reason, so that you can trust me. He wants you to trust him. Amen? Hallelujah. Isaiah 30, verses 1 through 7. I want you to look at these scriptures. Did I read that other scripture? Yeah, he says to sit still. It's important that you sit still. Woe to rebellious children. Amen? How many children of God in here, man? Are you rebellious? Don't answer that. Yeah. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. You see, we can get a lot of information in this day. How many know that? The internet is loaded with information. Amen? But it says, God says, woe to rebellious children that take counsel, but not from me. They don't get their counsel from me. That cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. Oh, boy. Going to get into some stuff here. You cover with a covering, but not of yourself. What are you covered with? If you're not covering yourself with the Holy Spirit, what are you covering yourself with? Flesh. That's what it is. What are you covering yourself with? Excuses. How many of you know we can come up with all sorts of excuses? Amen? We can come up with any, we can come up with any number of excuses why we're not walking with the Lord. Oh, my week's been too busy. I'm too tired. Come on, man. We can come up with all these excuses. But you know what? Every excuse just fades away when you're speaking to God. Do you know that when we speak to God, when in that day that, how many of you know we're all going to stand before him? And you're not going to have me with you, amen? I'm glad about that. Come on, man. You're going to be there. It's going to be one-on-one, you and God. And he's going to say, well, I did this for you. What do you think? And I did this for you. And I did that. And can I tell you, at that time, excuses won't work. Excuses won't work. I sent this word to you. What happened? I tried to tell you. I had Brother Abe speak a word to you. I had Pastor John speak a word to you. I had Rebecca speak a word to you. I had Steve speak a word to you. I don't know. I had Rick speak a word to you. I had Charlie speak a word to you. And what'd you do with it? We come up with a lot of... Are you covered with the Spirit of God? Or are you covering yourself with excuses? Says this, cover themselves with a covering, but not of my Spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Let me just say something right here. When Jesus comes, there's a saying out there that says nobody's perfect. That's not an excuse. That is an excuse. Nobody's perfect. Well, I'm not, you know, there was only one perfect man, and they crucified him. We got all sorts of things we tell each other, but I'm going to tell you something. That he that is perfect has come to dwell within you. So when you say nobody's perfect, he's going to say, what am I? His Spirit that dwells within you is perfection. It's not about you. It's about him. Amen? So quit making excuses. You build a house of excuse when you say, well, I'm only flesh. No, you're more than that. You have been bought with a price. You have been washed by the blood of Christ. So that you're doing, don't make excuses for it. Well, nobody's perfect. Come on, man. There is one that's perfect. He's in you. Allow him to bring his perfection through you. Hallelujah. If you were to say, Henry, are you perfect? I will not deny the Lord. I will tell you, he that dwells in me is perfect, and he is working on me. He's still working on me. Remember that song? You know that song? He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be, right? Took him just a week to make the sun and the stars. Sing it with me. Anybody know the song? Moon and Jupiter and Mars. Oh, how patient and loving he must be, because he's still working on me. Amen? Hallelujah. He's bringing perfection into you. Do you know that? But you've got to allow him to. Don't make an excuse. Well, nobody's perfect. Well, I'm only human. These are the things that we say. And God is saying, stop it. Stop saying that. Hallelujah. So that they may add sin to sin. You see, you say, well, I do this because I'm not perfect. And so you do it again. But I'm not perfect. So you do it again. And I'm not perfect. Come on, man. What are you doing? Who are you fooling? You're only fooling yourself because the Word of God doesn't agree with you. Amen? You were a sinner. Not anymore. When you accepted Christ in your life, you're not a sinner anymore. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and he just needs to teach you about it. That's all. Come on, man. Can I tell you, these things are important to the body of Christ because we are in the midst of an outpouring that's going to draw people in, and we've got to know what God has to say. We've got to know it with no excuses. Dude, you're doing that? That's wrong. Talk to the Lord. He'll get it out of you. The battle's not yours. It's his. Amen? There's people that do drugs and people that can't get away from pornography and things like that. The battle's not yours. It's the Lord's. Come on. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Because then who gets the glory when they're done? Right now, was it AAA or what was that? AA, there you go, I'm sorry. They get the glory. If somebody gets, oh yeah, I'm 385 days clean. Well, yeah, praise God, because you're in AA. No, man. They get the glory. We give the glory to God. Whatever he does, whatever happens in our lives, we give the glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says that, but not of my Spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk down into Egypt. Where's Egypt to us today? It's the world. It's the world. They walk down on into Egypt, and they have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. Oh, this is the way Egypt does things. This is the way the world does things. They strengthen themselves in that way. And then he says, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. We do not trust in anything but the Lord. How many of you say amen to that? The Lord is the only thing. So therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your what? Your shame. Because you continue to go to the world. You continue to go to the world rather than asking your father what he has for you. You continue to go to the world. Therefore, it's going to be a shame to you. It will be your shame. And trust in the shadow of Egypt, your confusion. Amen? Can I tell you something, folks? We're not designed to be confused. The Word of God tells us that we have been given a liberty. And this liberty brings in this joy. And this joy, there's no confusion in all that. God is not the spirit of confusion. Amen? Hallelujah. It says, For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes, and they were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them or be able to nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. But the burden of the beasts of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They carry their riches upon the shoulders of young donkeys. Let me remind you of the woman that had an issue of blood. She said, I spent all my money to those. And she finally went to Jesus. All that money she spent, it never profited her. Can I tell you something? You can help yourself. You just trust the Lord. Just trust Him. He said, they carried all their riches on the shoulders of young donkeys and their treasures upon the bunches of camels to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. And this is what God says. He says, therefore, I've cried concerning this. Their strength is to what? He says, still. Just be still. Be still. Just calm down and sit still. And listen for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 28:11-12. I want you to look at this. Your strength is to sit still. Can I tell you something? What I like about sitting is it's a place of rest. How many of you know that? When Jesus came to the Father, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. How many of you say amen to that? Remember? It's a place of rest. And he said, I've done it. It's complete. Everything's done. It's a place of rest for Jesus. And he tells us that he wants us to enter that rest. But it says right here, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. How many of you need refreshing? How many of you like refreshing? How many of you like a nice shower at the end of the day? Hallelujah. You like being refreshed. How many of you like that? God has refreshing for us. And it says, with stammering lips and another tongue. Can I tell you something? That praying in tongues will refresh you. It will bring you up out of a pit. Can I tell you that? I know this because, can I tell you something? I wanted to work on my trucks and my cars when I retired. I wanted to build me a hot rod. Amen? But God had something else in store. He says, you're a pastor. You're not a miner. I was working at the mine. And I can't bless what you're pretending to me. I said, well, and it hit me like an arrow. So I said, okay, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. But a pastor. And I told the folks that. I said, you know, I never prayed to be a pastor. Never asked for it. But in praying in tongues on the way home that morning that I told the congregation I never prayed for it, the Holy Spirit said something. Oh, Henry, you prayed for it. You just didn't know you were praying for it. Because the day that I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I have spoken in tongues every day since then. Hallelujah. There might have been a couple of days where I was maybe laid up or this this COVID thing that I went through. I was so mad that I don't think I prayed in tongues. I might have, but it is a refreshing. It will lift burdens from you. Can I tell you that praying in tongues is a provision that God has given for his church? Amen? Hallelujah. I know a lot of folks, there's a lot of people that have been taught certain things. There's a lot of people that say that this is not for today. I will tell you, read the Bible. Read the book. You're going to find that speaking in tongues is something that is right now. And God is calling folks to it. Amen? Yeah, that's not a very healthy amen, but I'm going to say amen again. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is talking. God is speaking. He says, man, this is a refreshing to you. How many want to be refreshed? Hallelujah. This is a refreshing. And it's not refreshing for your mental, you know, your mind, your will, and your emotions. It is a refreshing that comes in by your spirit. And then through that spirit, it strengthens you from within. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know that. You got to know this. Hallelujah. Do you trust God? Psalm 4, verse 5 says this. Glory to God. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Do you trust God? Can I ask you that? Do you trust God? Praying in the Spirit is a way of saying, God, I trust you. I trust you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking this to God. Your heart is saying, I trust you. Because otherwise it looks kind of silly, doesn't it? It sounds silly. I'm going to tell you something. I was yelling. I was praying in the Spirit this morning, man, outside there. And I said, man, I love it. I just love it. You might hear me as I walk by praying in the Spirit, because I pray in the Spirit a lot. I believe that it is how God gets things done. Amen. You remember Paul the Apostle? Anybody know Paul the Apostle? He said in Corinthians, he said that you all, I like this, that you all speak the same thing. When you look at that and you go, are you kidding me, God? That we all speak the same thing. How in the world is that going to happen? Amen? Know that it's impossible for all of us to speak the same thing. How many say amen to that? But not with God. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. And when we speak in tongues, you might be speaking in a language over here, and you over there, another one, and you over there, different languages. But could it be that the Holy Spirit is always saying one thing at the same time? Could it be that way? Oh, you bet it could be. That you all speak the same thing. See, God wants, can I tell you, that's what builds a unity. This, the church that we call the church that's in the world today, if people are rejecting the Holy Spirit, they're rejecting their source. Can I say that to you? I know that's tough to hear, but I think to say it, it's the only way that God can bring a unity to the body of Christ. It's by the Spirit. Isn't that cool? It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by what? It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you just now a little bit about warfare, because these are the things that God was talking to me about last night. And I want you to look at this. So, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. And the Bible says this, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You see that? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are they are mighty, what? Through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. It's something we need to understand and know this. Because, you know, can I just say this to you? That if God's told you to rest and you're jumping up to go in spiritual warfare, I mean, can I tell you, the Word of God tells us to be mindful that you can be operating in two mindsets. Can I say that to you? The mindset of God, or let's call it this way, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, or the law of sin and death. Which mindset would you rather operate in? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Amen. So we had to look at things the way God wants us to look at things. So when you're going into spiritual warfare, if you're calling folks, oh, we're going into warfare. God has provided His Spirit for that. God has provided His Spirit to say, hey, sit still. Pray in the Spirit and allow me to do the work. Amen. Can I tell you, it's so much better that way. Can I tell you that? Listen. I'm not telling you not to pray in your own tongue, because it's important that you bring your petitions to God. It's important you tell God, hey, this is how I feel, God. It's important that when you pray, you do that. But once you're done with that, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Spiritual warfare is not what we think as a church what it is. Spiritual warfare is done by the Spirit through you to the pulling down of strongholds. When He prays through you, it pulls down strongholds. When we were looking to buy this church, isn't that right, Pastor John? We're looking to buy this church. Praying in the Spirit pulls down those strongholds. Paid cash. A Mexican from Bisbee paying cash over $1 million. What is that? That's God. Because the Spirit of God is able to do the things that we don't think. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to look at another scripture. 2 Chronicles 20:15 again. Let's go back to that. And he said, "Listen, all Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, it's God's." There's folks that will say, well, that doesn't apply to everything. No, it does. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't pick and choose times. He says, this is the same thing. He says, the battle's not yours. Don't be dismayed. Do not fear. Never fear. Do not be dismayed. The battle's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. So Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. This is what the Word of God says. And Moses said to the people, fear not. Amen? And then he says this, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Don't you like just sitting still and watching God do stuff? And that's a lot more fun than you trying to fix it yourself. Come on. Try to fix it yourself. Son, let me tell you what you need to do. Come on, that never works. Is that right? Let me show you the way. Leave me alone, old man. Come on, man. It says this, Moses said to the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And the verse 14 says, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Amen. All you have to do is hold your peace. Hallelujah. Let me just say this to you. How many would you rather be in a war or be in peacetime? Which one would you rather be in? How many would rather be in war? Raise your hands. Oh, wait. How about you want to be in peace? Let me raise your hands. Listen. Isn't it crazy how we think? Can it be that maybe we're thinking wrong on some of these things? Can I tell you, Jesus has told us, I want you to enter in my rest. Is that right? Enter in my rest. Could it be that we're thinking of these things wrong? Because when you enter in his rest, you are not battling. You are not fighting. Jesus said in Isaiah 9:6, is that right? Is that the next one, brother? Did I give you that one? Isaiah 9:6 says this. Yeah. Did I give you this scripture? Maybe not, huh? I'm sorry. Isaiah 9:6, you guys know this one. It's a good scripture. For unto us a child is born, amen? A son is given. The government shall be upon whose shoulder? Not your shoulder, whose? His shoulder. His name shall be called what? Wonderful. Is he wonderful? Yes. Yeah. Counselor, is that right? How many know Jesus is a counselor? You don't need to go to a bunch of other folks that don't know anything, don't know you personally. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. Why don't you go to him to be your counselor? Amen? Quit messing around. Quit paying out your money to go see a counselor. Jesus is a counselor. The mighty God, amen? The everlasting Father. And what's the last thing he is? He is a Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Those weapons that we think that we're doing, it is not us, it's him. It is praying in the Holy Ghost that is doing the work today for the body of Christ. Pray in the Spirit and watch what happens. Pray in the Spirit and relax. Pray in the Spirit and stay in peace and watch what God does for you. He says, man, those that enter into my rest, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for people to enter into his rest. John chapter 14, verse 27 says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Amen. It's his peace. God wants you at peace. Hallelujah. Warfare, my friend, brothers and sisters, is the opposite of peace. Can I tell you that? Isn't that right? We all know that. Nobody wants our country to go to war. Amen. Warfare is the opposite of peace. Jesus has paid a price for you, and he sent his spirit into the world to be your source. He is the source that comes to dwell within you. Hallelujah. He still tells us he wants us to enter in his rest. He wants us to trust him, and he wants us to be in peace. Could it be that for a long time the church has made this distinction of no effect? But I will tell you that it's time that this distinction becomes, say, no, I'm not going to war. He's already done that. I'm going, and I will pray in the Spirit. Can I tell you, as a body of the believers, we need people to pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know how many of you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, how many of you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to tell you something. Pray in the Holy Spirit. If you have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, ask him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, because he will give you this gift. The Bible says if a man asks a fish or a stone, or if your son asks for a fish or for a piece of bread, will you give him a stone? No, you won't. And then he says, in the same way, God will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing. Isaiah 28, 11 and 12 says this. I'm almost at the end, folks. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait to preach. Hallelujah. It says, for with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest where you may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing. And then it says right here, it says, yet they would not hear. What is that? Can I say that might be a teaching? That might be, but the Holy Spirit is here to do everything. Everything that you need, you're going to find in Christ. Everything. Everything that you ever wanted, you're going to find it in Christ. It really is true. It really is. I found it all. I found it all in you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Everything is in Christ. Romans 8, 26 and 27 says this. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Is that right? Do you know, how many of you really understand your circumstance? Do you really? You got no idea. You've got no idea what your circumstance is about. It could be a person working against you. It could be somebody, because of who you are, working against you. It could be all sorts of things, but I tell you what, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Amen? He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Can I just say this to you? Praying in the Spirit is important to the body of Christ. He makes intercession according to whose will? God's will. My Father's will. And when he's making intercession, can I tell you something? You can't lose. You cannot lose. You cannot come up short, because you're a child of God. Let me remind you of something. You're in this kingdom. God doesn't make decisions and then turn around and say, no, that's not. You're in the kingdom of God. You're here. The Word of God says, I think it's in Thessalonians, I feel the Lord saying this. Thessalonians says that there's an evil one coming. How many of you know that? They call him the man of sin. The man of sin is coming. But we got no idea when it's going to happen. Is that right? We tell each other it's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. God is saying, take your eyes off of the world. Put your eyes on heaven. And watch what's going on. See what's happening. Yeah, that man of sin will be revealed. But the Bible says, until he that restrains be taken away. Can I tell you something? You got to remember that we are the restraining force in the earth. You've got to remember that. That your prayers, especially when you pray in tongues, when you pray in the Spirit, your prayers are being spoken by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there is an agreement in heaven that happens when you're praying in the Holy Ghost that brings the kingdom of God into the earth. We are the restraining force. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Don't give it up and just say, oh, well, things are, you know, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's going bad on us out here, man. There's things going on in every city or whatever. Who cares? We're looking at heaven. And we're talking to God. And God will make the changes if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Pray what? Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, come on, man. We are in the midst of what God is doing. Hallelujah. It might look like lemons out there, but it is lemonade. Amen. Come on, man. Stand. Could you all stand to your foot, to your feet, to your foot? Come on, man. Hallelujah. See, if I don't write things down, I'm in trouble. Everybody stand to your foot. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray this morning because praying the baptism in the Holy Ghost is so important to you. I cannot imagine today myself. I cannot imagine not being relying on the Holy Ghost. I just can't imagine it because I do it. I mean, I'm every day of my life, I'm depending on God. Amen? How many say amen to that? Can't imagine. But God wants us to think different. God wants us to trust Him. Trust me when you pray in the Spirit that I'm going to do what you want me to do. Pray without ceasing. And you can't do that in the natural because it's tough unless you just want to go. And then it's almost like what I used to do in the Catholic Church. Hail Mary, full of grace. Lord with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Hail Mary. I mean, you can't do that. It's not rote. Pray without ceasing. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. So some of you might say, well, I don't believe in that. Some of you might say, well, I tried. I asked God and it never happened, so I'm not worried about it. Can I just say this to you? You need it. And God said, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God's saying. If you want it, come get it. Come and get it. Hallelujah. It is so important to you. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for your word, God. Father, I'm asking you that you would, by your Spirit, Father God, cause us to be a nation, a kingdom on the earth that uses what you have given us, the gift, as you called it, Father, of praying in tongues. Strengthen us, Father. And those of us that have never received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, I'm speaking this morning, receive you. Receive. You receive. 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 Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive that which is given of God as a gift to the church. Receive it. And use it every day. Yield to it every day, every hour, every minute. Pray without ceasing. We thank you for that, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. One more thing. If there's anybody that's never given your heart to the Lord this morning, never spoken to God to say, God, would you come into my life? I want to just bring that. Keep bow your heads. Say this, Lord. In church, let's help in case there's somebody. Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I thank you, Lord, that you say, your word says, that you have washed my sins away by dying on the cross. I believe that. So, Father, I believe that Jesus died. Father, I believe that he rose again on the third day for my justification, justifying me to be a son of God, a daughter of God. So, Father, I receive you. Jesus, I receive you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that, if you said that prayer, come and talk to Pastor John, myself. Let somebody know that you gave your heart to the Lord today. And let's just continue to worship and praise God. Amen. Thank you for coming this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.